As the planting season wraps up for rice growers, many farmers had to make tough decisions this year. Monsna Farms has lands in three areas supplied by water from three different entities, one of which they fully expect to be reduced later this month. Managing partner Nicole Van Vleck says that this was a decision they faced, cutting their crop acreage on what they think might happen.
We have lands that are serviced by a state license, which we're expecting to be curtailed, and that is are getting zero. You know, if they get curtailed, they'll have no water from the date of the curtailment notice, which originally the State Water Resource Control Board, well, about, it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, their executive director thought that would be sometime between May 15th and June 1st. So knowing that, it would be impossible for us to plant a crop now and then not have water if we're curtailed, say, May 15 or June 1st, and have to, because you do need to keep the water on, you know, for the remainder of the season. So that is what is driving the decisions for growers like ourselves, that if they don't have wells to, you know, groundwater wells to substitute for that surface water, they are having to keep the ground fallow.
Van Vleck, who also serves on the Rice Commission Board, said that they expect 25% less rice production this year, if not more. That's a number the rice industry in California hasn't talked about since the early 90s drought. For AgnetWest.com, I'm Taylor Hillman.